Hello, everybody. Let's just get into it. Israel attacks Iran. This weekend unfolded like a geopolitical nightmare with Israel launching aggressive strikes on Iran. The attacks triggered a nuclear leak at one of Iran's facilities, devastated Iran's natural gas fields, and crippled those of the UAE. Tragically, a U.S. peace delegation was also targeted and killed by the Israeli Defense Force. Iran retaliated swiftly. Mysteriously, Israel's Iron Dome, a cornerstone of its defenses, has failed to intercept incoming threats. Reports of its underperformance have surfaced for months, yet no official explanation has emerged. Complicating matters, Israel's military bases, some buried underground and others nestled within residential neighborhoods, have left civilians vulnerable. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Netanyahu rides out the storm from the safety of Greece as ordinary Israelis bear the brunt of Iran's counterstrikes. The adage, "It's all fun and games until someone loses an eye," feels grimly apt here. Across the Atlantic, Trump walks a rhetorical tightrope. His statements oscillate between saber-rattling and restraint, with phrases like, "It's not our war," and conditional warnings about potential attacks on U.S. soil. The ambiguity is striking, leaving observers to parse the unspoken truths behind the words. I personally believe we will rescue Israel after the carnage is over. The question is, how much of that evil will still be alive when we rescue them? Well, since this article, Netanyahu has gone back to Israel, at least we think. With AI these days and the digital media, it's kind of like, so is this true? What's going on? Now I just look for things that are suppressed. But like, that must be true. If it's suppressed, it's got to be dead on. The killer BB. Netanyahu is employing psychological warfare to pull Trump and the U.S. into conflict. He recognizes the MAGA movement is reluctant to support him. Yet he exploits the belief among some that backing Israel requires unwavering loyalty. By intertwining Israel's fate with America's, mocking the America First stance, and alleging that Iran is plotting to assassinate Trump, Netanyahu undermines the natural resistance towards devastation. Trump is aware of the risk of entanglement in the conflicts and prefers to avoid it. However, as a leader swayed by his loudest constituents, he faces pressure. Currently, the anti-war sentiment is dominant, but a false flag event could shift this dynamic in the near future. Netanyahu likely anticipated U.S. support, claiming American involvement in recent attacks, a claim Trump has publicly contradicted. As a result, Netanyahu has turned to Europe to garner backing. History shows Israel's capacity to manipulate U.S. into war. Recall the USS Liberty incident. One can only hope that this time such efforts fail. We can only speculate on the desperation of Netanyahu. Desperation makes people sloppy, and plans are usually done in haste. So, if a false flag is done, it will be obvious to everyone. Now, since all of this writing, oh my goodness, the news is just hitting because, well, it's war. Things changed in an instant as either people die or survive or promoted. Who knows? But I will say, for those that are like, oh, Israel, either for or against helping them, I want you to think about this in a biblical terms. Israel, the government of Israel, is as much God's people as Judas was one of Jesus' apostles. Let's take Judas for instance. He did something that was pretty much unforgivable. And what did God do? Judas went to the demons, the Pharisees, the other Jews, got his 30 pieces, and then God allowed his own karma and demons to destroy him. I'm just saying, Netanyahu seems to be that Judas. And as I pray for the Israeli people who have a history of hundreds of thousands of them protesting this man's regime as he makes them vote until they get it right, I do wish for his downfall. A Judas moment can't come soon enough. And really, what it should be, who is supporting the Israeli people and who is supporting Netanyahu? And when you listen to Trump, I think that's where we need to sit there and understand that's where his mind is. And I've got a video that's coming down the pike on Friday that's pretty much going to show how he feels about Killer Bibi. And I think much of the world believes the same, because here's a nugget for you. The Samson option. Pretty much, as freaking Netanyahu keeps telling everyone, if Israel falls, the world falls. And he says this and you're like, oh my gosh, he's speaking biblically. I don't think so. There have been leaked memos of this thing and whistleblowers, so nothing of officialdom has confirmed it. The Samson option, basically, from the little research that I've looked, has got cities pretty much all over the planet that are Israel's allies, that if these governments do not continue to support Israel and what they want, and Israel begins to fall, losing support, losing money, losing standing, pretty much, you know, the government becomes a third world government, then they're going to set off nukes in all of these cities. I know London was one. Washington, D.C. was one. There's a couple in the U.S. Throughout Europe, Paris was one. This is the kind of ally the Israeli government is. So I watched Trump, and I know he knows about the Samson option. That is a tight rope to walk, and we'll leave it at that.